They were given another aspect of accountability to yourself. Paul was talking about the qualifications for a leader here in 1 Timothy and saying that they are accountable for their family, and because that is a part of them. It's part of who they are. So, next we're going to move on to accountability to God. We have two verses to look at here. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Romans 14:11 through 12. And we're going to read those one right after the other. So, who could read 2 Corinthians 5:10 for us? Go ahead, Paulina.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done well in the body, whether good or bad.
And Romans 14, 11 through 12. Someone could read those. Go ahead, Rob.
It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God.
So when our body dies and our spirit goes to heaven, or goes before God, on the day of judgment, we'll be held accountable for the life we led on earth. We'll be held accountable for the words we say and whether, you know, the good we do and the evil that can overcome us in our lives. So, next we're going to move on to the accountability to each other. So we have seven verses to look at here. So it's kind of a lot, but we'll work through these and then talk about the whole idea after we look at these. So could someone read James 5:16 for us?
Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
So first off here, it says we can get help from each other to overcome sin and heal from the wounds that it may cause. And we can do that through prayer, which it says right there is powerful and effective. So that's why that we have worship. We have prayer nights every so often. I forget if we have them every month or what, but every couple Saturday nights we'll have prayer nights, and those are super powerful for the church body, and they're a way that we can keep ourselves accountable to each other. So could someone get Proverbs 27:17 next? Go ahead, Andy.
Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another.
Good. So this verse is saying that we can use accountability to keep ourselves disciplined. It works really well when you have just one other person, or maybe like two or three in a close-knit group, an accountability group or an accountability partner. And that person is someone that you can be able to reach out to in your times of need or things that you're struggling through, and you can really connect to them on a deeper level and have good one-on-one conversations and keep each other in check. So could someone get Ephesians 4:32 and then also Galatians 6, 1 and 2 after that? Ben?
Be kind and compassionate. Graciously forgive one another, just as God has forgiven you through the anointed of the ring.
And Galatians 6, 1 and 2. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Brothers, if anyone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
Good. So these two verses are about being able to forgive each other and restore each other, helping each other to bear the weight of sin and temptation for each of us in our lives. Again, that goes back to having a close accountability partner or something like that. That's definitely something that they're able to help you with. So could someone get 1 Thessalonians 5:11? Jason, go ahead.
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Good. So this verse in particular, it was encouraging to me. Not to make a play on words about it saying encourage, but apparently the Thessalonians were doing what they should. They were encouraging here, building each other up. And I see that a lot here, too, in a place, along with a bunch of other things and ways that we are keeping accountability with each other. Just this past Friday night, we were talking about, the guys at least were talking about stress and overcoming that. And partway through, Jason, he was a little overcome by something that just came up to him in the moment, and it was stressing him out right there and then while we were talking about those things during the discussion. So we stopped everything immediately and we prayed for him, because we as a group are accountable to him and accountable for praying for him and building him up and encouraging him. So, and it was a really powerful moment. So could someone get Hebrews 10, 24, and 25? Go ahead, Jordan.
Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Again, this is all about encouraging one another, but also encouraging each other just to love and care about each other and do things for each other. Actions speak very loudly. So, and then the last one, could someone get Ephesians 5, 18 through 21? Go ahead.
Don't get drunk on wine, which produces depravity. Instead, be filled with the Spirit in the following ways. Speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music to the Lord in your hearts. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submit to each other out of respect for Christ.
So here we have this idea of submission. God has called us to be submissive to each other as we're submissive to Him. Everyone is submitted to something or someone, and whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing to be submitted to, we all have that. We all have something or many things that we submit to. For example, like our own desires, sin and temptation, bad, sometimes bad influence of others and of friends who aren't Christians, and they can lead us astray with all of our common sinful nature. But submitting to God and submitting to the body of Christ, as we've been called, to hold us accountable, to be led by the Holy Spirit, as it says in the first verse 18 there. So, continuing on, accountability can be interesting sometimes. We may not agree with someone that we are accountable to, or our accountability partner or group, but accountability doesn't have to be a perfect agreement. It's not meant to be that. It's about having each other's best interest in mind. It's about caring for each other and helping each other through through trials and temptations. Most of us have experienced that a lot through Blaze, and how effective it is in overcoming sin with each other's help and each other's prayer behind us. We have constant help through the group chats, like I mentioned at the beginning. We spend a lot of time at some worship nights and retreats, just opening up to each other. Again, like I said, like through accountability partners and a group of like small people holding each other accountable for a common struggle that they may have, even if they're not like a sole one accountability partner for everything. You can have a group that's just accountable, like say a couple people are struggling with prayer and praying more often. There can be, you know, those people can just remind each other every so often to continue praying, and remind, like when one person prays, remind everybody else to pray. On another note, having discipline in our own lives is made much easier when we have someone checking up on us and holding us accountable. Help from each other is one of the most powerful ways that God uses to defeat Satan's strongholds on us. Because you don't need to battle what you're going through or your struggle alone. So, finishing up here, God gives us a need for accountability for a reason. It's a way out of sin. It's a way to draw closer to God through the friendship and fellowship of others in the body of Christ and through our church. We're battling on the same team to fight against Satan and temptation and sin, which means we can freely share our struggles with the body, and we will come to whoever's aid needs it, that need it. So sharing and praying with others helps us to teach, helps teach us how to cast our cares onto God, because He is the only one that can really fully bear the weight and who has unfailing love for us. Yes, we can help each other bear the weight, like was said in one of the verses, but God is the only one who can fully take that weight off of us. And apart from Him, I'll close with this. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. But that's why He said here, have all these, you know, wonderful people in your life. Have this wonderful church that's close-knit and a great family. And you can be accountable to each other and bring you back to Me, He said, in your times of need. So, with that, I'm going to close in prayer. And then, should I say what I have to say right after that, or wait till after?
Okay. We've got communion as well, somewhere, right? We've got communion somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, yes, we have communion. So you pray first, and then we'll bring it back.
For after communion?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dear Lord, thank You for today. Thank You that we could come together and talk about accountability and continue the Ablaze 25. And just thank You that we have such an encouraging and family-like church, and that we can be so encouraging to each other. Thank You that on a Friday night Jason was able to open up to us, and we were able to lift him up to You and encourage him and help him get through the thing that came up right there that he was going through. I pray that we'll be able to do that in the future, and that it will continue to be something powerful that impacts not only this church, but everyone who comes to visit and everyone on campus and around Virginia Tech for years to come. In the name of God, amen.